first, the story of a U.S. attorney who was not fired last year. His name is Johnny Sutton, and he's the federal prosecutor for West Texas. He's also a friend of Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez and President Bush.
But Johnny Sutton has angered conservatives. That's because he prosecuted two Border Patrol agents who shot an alleged Mexican drug smuggler. The border agents both got mandatory prison sentences of more than 10 years. Ed Hendy, a radio talk show host in Houston, referred to Johnny Sutton as Johnny Satan. Here's how the U.S. attorney responded on the show.
I know this stuff, Ed.
Hello. So do I, sir. In fact, I think I've spent more time on this than, frankly, you have personally.
No, that's not true, Ed.
Okay.
Kind of like you see me now, and I'm not Satan. I mean,
I'm not sure.
At some point, you've got it.
Jury's out on that.
The outcry about this case has been huge. 100 members of Congress co-sponsored a bill supporting a pardon for the two border agents, and Johnny Sutton has faced death threats. From Austin, Larry Schooler reports.
On February 17, 2005, near El Paso, Texas, former Border Patrol agents Ignacio Ramos and Jose Campion spotted a suspicious van being driven by a Mexican national named Osvaldo Aldrete Davila. The agents thought Davila was smuggling drugs. Davila wouldn't yield to the agents when they told him to stop. He got out of his van and started running. Here's where things get hazy. The way U.S. Attorney Johnny Sutton sees it.
These guys shot 15 times at an unarmed guy running away, and instead of reporting it like they're duty-bound to do, they covered it up, they destroyed a crime scene, they threw away the shell casings, the evidence, and they filed false reports.
Agent Ramos's attorney, David Botsford, says his client and the other agent, Compion, had reason to believe Davila was dangerous, so they could legitimately use deadly force to stop him.
They're alerted to a smuggler, presumably carrying large quantities of marijuana. They try to stop him. The alien flees, high-speed pursuit, engages in an altercation with another Border Patrol agent. My client, who's down in that 11-foot ditch, hears an exchange of shots. What is he supposed to do, stop and investigate the scene? Or is he entitled to rely on what's going on?
Only Davila and the two agents actually know what happened. But that hasn't stopped talk show hosts, members of Congress, and musicians from offering theories.
Tonight, new developments in the outrageous miscarriage of justice of two imprisoned former Texas Border Patrol agents.
Singer-songwriter Michael Britton included analysis on the case from CNN's Lou Dobbs in his song Ramos and Compion. The song is making its way around the internet.
Heroes and brothers, we defend you. The evil done to your souls and sacrifice. How could we ever forget you?
In Washington, 100 members of Congress, including Republican Dana Rohrabacher, are supporting a pardon for the two agents. In a speech on the House floor, Rohrabacher argued the case threatens national security.
That means that our defenders cannot now count on their government support to support them, even when they're up against a drug smuggler who may well be very armed. What does that mean for the rest of us? That means we have absolutely lost control of our border.
Supporters of U.S. Attorney Sutton say he's just calling this case like he sees it. Vance McMahon worked with Sutton as a policy advisor to then-Texas Governor George W. Bush in the 1990s.
It's not about being soft on crime. It's not about opening our borders or giving special treatment to Mexican nationals. It's just the case of two Border Patrol agents who violated the law.
But other observers, like T.J. Bonner of the Border Patrol Agents Union, fear that the case will have more wide-ranging ramifications. Bonner says since the case began 2 years ago, potential Border Patrol recruits are having second thoughts about joining the ranks.
One of them said, "You eat your own. The federal government goes after Border Patrol agents who are simply out there doing their job."
That same federal government is wrestling with immigration legislation that could grow the Border Patrol's ranks by the thousands. While some say this case casts a shadow over that recruitment effort, U.S. Attorney Sutton says he's only found a few bad apples in an otherwise disciplined agency. For NPR News, I'm Larry Schooler in Austin.